KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. This week, I got a call from my credit card company. I was trying to buy something, and it doesn't really matter what I was trying to buy. The important thing to know is that I was trying to buy something fairly expensive that I totally didn't need. And I handed the guy my card, and he swiped it through the thingy, and we waited for a moment, and then it beeped in an alarmingly different kind of way, a way you don't want it to. And the guy looked up at me and said in a voice that I'm pretty sure they're trained to use, a tone that implies, "This is clearly an error. This is just a computer glitch," when what they're actually saying literally is, "The card was declined. Do you have another one?" And what I said was, "What? This is the card. What? There's a mistake. As I was fumbling for another card, and full disclosure, there have been times in my life when I knew exactly why the card was declined. That's what being broke means. But it's been a long time. And then my phone rings, and it's the credit card company doing what they call a security check. Was I trying to make that purchase? Is the card in my possession? What are the last four digits of my social security number? And it was all delivered in a cheerfully upbeat tone of voice, radiating competence and safety. But what I heard was, "You were trying to buy that thing? Don't you have like three or four others just like it? Do you really need it? It's just a thing, you know. It won't fill up the emptiness." And so when the call was done and the woman on the other end of the line signed off with a pleasant, "Thank you for your patience, sir. We're just trying to protect our cardholders from fraud. Go ahead and use the card now and the charge will go through," I had second thoughts about the whole purchase. "So should I run the card again?" asked the salesperson. "Actually, let me just, before you, I'll be right." And then I left the store without buying anything. And I immediately had two thoughts. One, well, I can never go to that store again. And two, this is probably a pretty good business, a service that interrupts you while you're in the process of buying something expensive and unnecessary and breaks the spell of I want, and snaps you out of it. Now, in show business, that's already a job that someone has, and the job is called line producer. That person's job is to continually match the production budget, which is a document written often in a kind of fairyland trance way, way before the production gets underway, with something called the hot costs, which is the money you're actually spending right then and there, the set dressing that needs to be changed, the hours that are tacked on at the end of the day, the extra atmosphere you didn't know you needed, whatever. Now, the line producer technically works for the executive producer, but when the hot costs go haywire, it's the studio that starts yelling. The line producer is stuck between the two, often trying to explain to a basically innumerate showrunner or director why he or she can't have it rain in the scene or can only have the panda for one more hour before it has to go back to the zoo or something. But mostly what line producers do is wait. The director or showrunner needs something, and that's how he put it. "This is what I need. This is what I have to have." And the line producer listens and says, "Absolutely," and then waits for something else to happen, waits for the showrunner or director to change his or her mind, waits to see if there's something else that's just as good but half as expensive. In other words, does the equivalent of making a routine credit card security call to the guy at the Apple store, okay, that's where I was, who does not need the iPad mini but does not know it. Now, of all the jobs in the entertainment industry, and I mean all of them, writer, director, star, agent, lawyer, executive, the line producer is the only one with actual real-life skills. Skills that would be useful and productive for all of us who have ever needed someone to keep us from buying something we don't need with money we could be using for something else. And that's it for this week. Next week, we gear up for KCRW. This is Rob Long.